Well, I hope God has blessed you so far.
我希望, 主都会有, 蒙福, 祝福, okay.
Today we will be looking at this topic. Why is Good Friday good?
今天我们要看的主题是耶稣受难日为什么是好,为什么好?
Okay, I think we'll let's all stand. We'll be reading the first verse.
让我们大家起立, 啊, 先送, 先读一读我们的经文。
Let's read all read together, English and Chinese together, okay?
我们大家一起来诵读这个经文。
Okay, ready? One, two, begin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All right, please be seated.
请坐下。
Let's start.
我们开始。
There was one time when my wife had a conversation with my father-in-law.
有一天我的太太和她的父亲有了一段谈话。
He asked her a question, why is Good Friday good?
她问她为什么耶稣受难日在英语里面呢是叫好的星期五。
Because on Good Friday your founder died.
你的宗教发起人在这天死了,所以就好吗?
Today we want to answer that question.
所以今天我们要尝试回答这个问题。
Today in this message, I would like to share with you three reasons.
今天我将为你分享三个理由.
Why Good Friday is good?
为什么 Good Friday, 耶稣受难日是好的星期五?
Okay. Number one, the first reason why Good Friday is good is because there is a universal problem.
第一个理由呢,就是我们都面对的一个普及上的问题.
You know, Singapore has many problems when it first started.
新加坡刚刚开始建国的时候, 面对着非常多的困难。
We have not many natural resources.
我们没有任何的天然资源。
We have not many close friends in the region.
我们在区域里面没有靠近的，没有亲密的盟友。
We have many communist opponents.
甚至我们在国内有很多的共产分子。
Okay, this one is something else. All this I learned last week when all the
这是在过去一个礼拜里面，在新闻、在电视上我们所学到的。
Because of the Lee Kuan Yew speeches.
因为我们的李光耀他的那个纪念的节目里面，我们都看到。
However, there is a universal problem that is worse than what our forefathers faced.
但是呢，我们比我们的祖先面对更一个更大、更艰难的一个问题。
This problem corrupts every innocent imagination.
这个问题它破坏了纯洁的思想。
It defiles every wonderful idea.
它污秽了所有美好的想法和信念。
It destroys everything beautiful.
它破坏了所有美丽的东西。
It dirties every clean thing.
它弄脏所有干净的东西。
It pollutes every heart.
它污染我们的心灵。
It makes vulgar our language.
它让我们的语言变得粗俗。
It calls bad good and good bad.
它叫不好的当好的。
It destroys relationships.
它破坏关系。
It breaks up families.
它破坏家庭。
It destroys our future.
它破坏我们大家的未来.
Dear friends, this problem is called sin.
这个问题就是罪.
Romans chapter 3 verse 23, the Bible says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
罗马书第三章第23节, 因为世人都犯了罪,
亏缺了神的荣耀. How did this problem of sin come about?
这个问题是怎么来的呢?
You see, when God created the first man and woman, they were created perfect.
当神创造了第一个男女，他们都是完美的。
In Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them.
创世纪第一章第27节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
In Genesis 1:31, after God had made everything, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
创世纪第一章第31节说,神看这一切所造的都见甚好。
God gave Adam and Eve an instruction not to eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden.
神给亚当和夏娃下了一个指令,不许吃那伊甸园里面的一种果子。
In Genesis 2:16, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, Thou mayest freely eat.
创世纪第二章第16节, 耶和华神吩咐他说, 园中各样树上的果子, 你可以随意吃。
But in verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest, therefore thou shalt surely die.
但在第十七节里，神说道：只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
This was not a test of the will of man.
这不是为了考验人的定力。
This really was a test of love, a heart of love for God, and as a result, obedience to Him.
这是爱的考验，爱神是神，爱神，我们爱神，所以听从他的旨意。
No, but sadly, Adam chose self and disobeyed God.
可是亚当选择了自己，违抗了神。
No, it's just like some children when mommy asks them to do this thing, but they just refuse to do.
就好像有一些小孩子，他的妈妈叫他这样做，可是他不同意，他还反抗他的妈妈。
In society, sometimes there are certain rules and regulations, but certain people deliberately break the rules.
在社会上有一些法律和条规，可是有些人就偏偏违反他们。
In Romans chapter 5 verse 3 verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned.
在罗马书第五章第十二节说到，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死了，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
As a result of first sin in Adam, we inherited Adam's sinful nature.
因为亚当的罪，我们也继承了他罪犯罪的本性。
Just as we look like our parents because we inherited their genes, we have inherited also a sinful nature from Adam.
就好像我们长得像我们的父母，因为我们继承了他们的基因，我们也继承了罪的本性。
The consequences of this problem is.
这个问题的结果是。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death.
罗马书第六章第二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死。
You know, last week we spent the whole week mourning for our dear Prime Minister, ex-Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew.
上个礼拜我们花了一个礼拜为李光耀先生吊丧。
He was a strong man.
他是一个优秀的人。
He was a very wonderful man.
他是一个很强的人。
But you know what? He also has to die.
但是他最终也会死。
Listen to the scriptures.
听圣经，请听一听圣经怎么说。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 16, for there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dies a wise man? As the fool.
传道书第二章第十六节说到，智慧人和愚昧的人一样，永远无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡，与愚昧人无异。
Probably 100 years, 200 years from now, would Lee Kuan Yew be remembered?
距离今年，距离今后100年、200年，李光耀先生还会被记得吗？
Times will change.
时间会改变。
And so, as a wonderful man, he also has to die.
虽然他是一个非常伟大的人，但他还是逃不过死亡。
But what are the practical outcomes of this problem of sin?
那这个罪的问题有什么后果呢？
We have broken countries like
not...破碎的国家
like North Korea, like Syria,
好像朝鲜、叙利亚
we have broken communities,
破碎的社会
like in some places like in New York, you have certain areas that is you wouldn't go there because it's just very bad.
就好比好像一些地方如纽约，有一些社区你是不会想要去的。
We have broken families,
破碎的家庭
we have broken relationships.
破碎的关系
Some people have broken lives.
甚至于破碎的生活
See the outcome of this problem of all this in John chapter 3 verse 36 the Bible says he that believeth not the Son shall not see life but the wrath of God abideth on him.
约翰福音第三章第三十六节说到，不信子的人不得见永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
So number one, we all have a universal problem.
我们大家都有一个问题。
But number two,
第二
God gave us a universal solution.
神给了我们大家一个普及的解决方案。
If all men have sinned, then we all need someone to save us from that sin.
如果大家都是罪人, 大家都需要一个救主,
this Savior will have to pay for our sin because we cannot pay ourselves.
这个救主必须来替我们偿付我们的罪, 因为我们自己无法偿还。
When a young child breaks something, usually the parents will have to pay for it.
当一个小孩子把东西摔坏了, 他的家长必须来偿付。
How many of you parents have this experience before?
在场有没有任何家长有这个经验, 你替你的小孩子偿付一些他做错的事?
When your children, I think I use this a lot of time, I try to use something else, you know, sometimes when our children break something, whether it's in the supermarket, whether it's outside,
有时候我们的孩子可能在超级市场或外面打破了东西,
we are very paisei, right?
我们非常不好意思, 难堪,
and then after that, we will pay.
我们就自己掏出钱来,
because the children got no money to pay.
因为孩子们没有钱,
they cannot even count how much to pay.
他们连算数都不会。
So what is the consequences of this sin?
所以这个后果是什么呢?
The Bible says it's death.
圣经上说这是死亡。
The price to pay for sin is in blood.
罪的偿付是血。
Listen to the Bible. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul.
我们听听圣经怎么说。 利莫记第17章第11节说道, 因为活物的生命是在血中, 我把这血赐给你们, 可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪。 因为血里有生命, 所以能赎罪。
So sometimes, perhaps during operations, someone may lose a lot of blood.
所以有时候可能在手术当中有人失血过多。
What the doctor will do is to have a blood transfusion for that particular person.
医生就马上立刻为他输血。
Because why? The life of the flesh, life of our body is in the blood.
因为生命中的生命力是在血液当中。
So God made that a payment for sin.
所以神用血来做一个为罪的补偿。
Because of the seriousness of our sin, the only satisfactory payment is the shedding of blood.
唯一能够偿还这个罪的就是血。
In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, and almost all things are by the blood, are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission, there is no forgiveness of sin.
希伯来第九章第22节说道，按着法律，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。 若不流血,罪就不得获赦免。
Because all have sinned, no one, none of us can pay for our sin.
因为所有人都有罪,所以没有人能够为罪付偿。
Some people believe that when we die, we will come back again as something else.
有些人认为当我们死亡之后,我们会轮回。
Some people believe that when we die, we just turn into dust and become nothing.
有些人认为死后就化为乌有,化为尘埃。
Some people believe that when we die, we go to a place to pay for our sins, then we go to heaven.
有些人认为死亡后会到某个地方去偿还他的罪债务，他的罪恶，然后
after that come back again.
No, after that they go to heaven.
然后偿还之后再往天堂去。
But the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after that the judgment. 就说，当我们死亡了呢，我们就必定了有审判的日子。 Come back to this. Because all have sinned, no one can pay for that sin.
因为我们所有人都有罪, 所以没有人能够为罪偿还。
Because no one could pay, God paid.
因为大家都不能偿还, 所以神为我们偿还了。
In John 3:16, which we read just now, God gave His only begotten Son.
在约翰福音第3章第16节说道, 神爱世人, 甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
Why can the Lord Jesus Christ pay for the sins of this world?
耶稣基督为什么可以偿付全世界人的罪呢?
Because He is the sinless Son of God.
因为他是无罪的神的独生子。
In 1 John 3 verse 5, and ye know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin.
约翰一书第3章第5节说道, 你们知道主曾显现, 是要除掉我们的罪, 在他并没有罪。
Because the payment of sin was death, the pure, sinless Son of God was born to die.
因为罪的偿还是死亡, 完美无罪的神的独生子 必须死。
So after giving you this information, and so it was 2,000 years ago, Jesus came and walked on earth.
所以告诉你们这些之后，我们知道2000多年前，耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
What did he do when he was on earth?
他在世界上做了些什么？
Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
使徒行传第十章第三十八节，神怎么样以圣灵和能力高拿Nazareth 人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周游四方，行善事，医好凡被恶魔医好凡被魔鬼压的人，因为神与他同在。
Sinful man hated him.
罪恶的人憎恨他。
Because he exposed their sin.
因为他揭发了他们的罪。
Today, when you read the Bible, it exposes our sin.
今天我们读圣经的时候，他圣经揭发了我们的罪。
That's why some people get angry at the word of God.
所以有些人读了圣经会非常气愤。
Why? Because the Bible exposes your sinful nature before God.
因为圣经揭发了我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed by Judas Iscariot, his friend.
耶稣基督被朋友犹大所背叛了。
Before the council, they could not really find any real reason to convict him.
在公会前，他们找不出审判耶稣基督罪的理由。
Even before Pilate, who was the governor, this was what Pilate said.
在比拉多面前，比拉多是当时的那个省长。比拉多这么说道
：In John chapter 19 verse 4, Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know I find no fault in him.
约翰福音第十九章第四节，比拉多又出来对众人说：“我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。”
Please understand, Pilate was one of the most cruel governor during that time.
大家要了解，这位比拉多是当时最残酷的一位统治者。
He was personally responsible for thousands of crucifixion because of his cruelty.
自己本身就造成了好几千人被钉死在十字架上。
But when he examined Jesus, he said, "I find no fault in this man."
但是他在审查耶稣基督的时候，他说他查不出关于耶稣基督的什么罪来。
But the Bible says, even though there was no charge, he was convicted and crucified.
圣经说，虽然耶稣基督无罪，他还是被判罪了，并被钉在十字架上。
He did not contest that because he knew that was the plan of God.
他没有争论，因为他知道这是神的计划。
It was the plan of God to save sinful men like us.
这是拯救我们罪恶的人是神的计划。
The Bible says Jesus was crucified.
圣经说，耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
Crucifixion is the cruelest, most painful death ever invented in the history of man.
这是人类有史以来最残酷、最痛苦的死亡方法。
Let's walk through what Jesus suffered on that day for men.
让我们今天就来看一看耶稣基督在两千多年前所承受的苦。
In John chapter 19, verse 1, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him.
约翰福音第十九章第一节，当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了。
The Lord Jesus Christ was scourged with a Roman cat of nine tails.
耶稣基督被罗马人的九尾鞭抽打。
It's like a stick with nine pieces of leather sticking out with a piece of sharp bone or metal at the end.
它好像是一根棒子，它的棒子的尾部有九条那个皮带所组成，在皮带的尾部有一个钉子，
石头，
一个石头。或者一个
铁球。The Bible said, the Bible didn't say, but in Roman history, usually people will be whipped 150 times.
耶稣基督大概被打了150次。
They would put the body, and they would make sure that the whole body, they would tie the hand, and then they would tie the legs, and then they would stretch the body to make sure the body is absolutely tight.
他们会把他那个犯人的手往上拉， 然后确保整个身体
tight,
确保整个身体是紧绷的。
So as they whip the body,
那当他们一边抽打的时候
the whip will wrap around the body, biting into the skin.
那个鞭子会往那个身子绕一圈，然后在他身体里面刺进去。
And the moment the whip bites into the skin, the skill of the soldier pull the whip up.
当那个刺到身体里面的时候，罗马军人就会把这个刺拉开。
He was whipped 150 times.
耶稣基督被抽打150次。
Towards the end of the whipping, many of the criminals are probably nearly dead.
要被打完之后，多数的罪犯都已经快死了。
At the time, the man in charge of the whipping will stop the beating.
在那个时候，主鞭的人会停止。
The purpose of the whipping is not to kill the man.
抽打的目的不是要杀了犯人。
Is to bring the person to the point of death without killing him.
是要打得他几乎死去。
Jesus had a crown of thorns jammed on his head.
耶稣基督他头上戴着荆刺之冠。
In John chapter 19, verse 2, and the soldiers splattered the crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe.
第十九章第二节说到，兵丁用荆刺编作冠冕戴在耶稣的头上，给他穿上紫袍。
The soldiers made a crown of thorns. Each thorn is 5 to 7 inches in length.
And then
they jammed it into his head with a stake.
士兵用荆刺做成的冠冕，每根刺大约5到7寸长，然后狠狠地卡到他的头上去。
The Bible says, and they punched him.
他们捶打他。
In John chapter 19, verse 3, and hail, King of the Jews! They smote him with their hands.
又挨近他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊！他们就用手掌打他。
And then after that, he was made to carry the cross.
耶稣基督自己背着十字架。
In John chapter 19, verse 17, and he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha.
约翰书第十九章第十七节，他们就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，希伯来语叫格格地，格格他。
The Roman cross in total weighs a total of 100 kilograms.
罗马的十字架大约重100公斤。
The Roman cross is in two parts.
罗马的十字架有两个部分。
The cross, the main piece of the cross was permanently affixed at a place of execution.
主要的那一块是已经设在刑场。
The cross piece, which was about 40 kilograms, was commonly carried by the criminal to the cross.
让罪犯自己背着的那一块重40公斤。
In Matthew chapter 27, verse 31, after they had mocked him, they took the rope off from him and put on his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him.
马太福音第二十七章第三十一节，戏弄完了，就给他脱了袍子，人穿在他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
In Matthew chapter 37, verse 27-32, and as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross.
马太福音第二十七章第三十二节，他们出来的时候遇见一个古利奈人名叫西门，就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
According to Catholic tradition, the cross was carried by Jesus to the place of execution.
根据天主教的传统，耶稣自己一个人扛着这个十字架走到终点。
The Bible said someone had to help him to carry that cross.
可是圣经很明显的说，有人必须帮耶稣基督背着这个十字架。
You know why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ had not slept the night before.
你知道为什么吗？因为耶稣基督在那之前已经一晚都没有睡觉。
He had not eaten, he had not drank, and he has not rested the night before.
耶稣没有吃饭，没有喝水，没有休息过。
He was beaten.
他被殴打。
He was insulted.
他被侮辱。
He was cruelly mocked, and then he was whipped.
他被残酷的讥笑并鞭打。
He had no more strength.
他已经没有力了。他已经完全没有力气再背这个十字架。
The Bible said many times he would stumble along the way to the cross.
圣经里说到，耶稣好几次都跌倒在地上。
That the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was crucified on the cross, he hung from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，从早晨9点到下午3点。
It is something inserted. When the Lord Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
当耶稣基督被吊在十字架上的时候，耶稣基督说道：“ 神父, 请原谅他们, 因为他们不知道自己在做什么。”
When you disobey your parents, you don't know what you're doing.
当你违抗你父母的命令的时候, 你不知道自己在做什么。
When you steal something or tell a lie, you don't know what you're doing, the consequences.
当你在偷窃, 当你在说骗话的时候, 你不知道这个的后果是什么。
Many people today are in sin, but they don't know the seriousness of the condition.
好多人现今都在罪恶里, 可是他不知道罪的后果。
God looking down from heaven said, Father, forgive them. They really don't know what they're doing.
神从天上看下来, 耶稣说, 神请原谅他们, 因为他们不知道自己做了什么。
We're so blinded by our selfishness, pride, and sin, we don't even know that we are hurting the very people that we are lying and stealing from.
我们被自己的自私、盲目和执着, 被盲目了自己的眼睛, 我们也不知道我们这样做已经伤害了多少人, 还有什么严重的后果。
We have our own beliefs, own thinking, and we shut out the Son of God who says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
我们有自己的想法, 自己的思考, 我们完全不理会神。 耶稣基督还必须说, 神请原谅他们, 他们不知道自己在做什么。
And the Bible said that all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, the sun began to darken.
圣经中说到, 中午的时候, 天空突然变得黑暗。
In the middle of the day, there was darkness over all the land.
大地一片漆黑。
The ground began to shake.
土地开始动摇,
there was a trembling and the people were afraid.
有着地震, 大家都非常害怕。
At that time, the Lord Jesus Christ from the cross cried.
在这个时候, 十字架上的耶稣, 大叫着,
In Matthew chapter 27, verse 45, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.
马太福音第27章第45节, 从午正到深处, 遍地都黑暗了。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, and the ninth hour, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli! Eli! Lama! Sabak! Adai! Which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
马太福音第27章第46节, 说道, 约在深处, 耶稣大声地说道, 以利, 以利, 拉玛萨, 巴各大尼, 意思是说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ all of a sudden let out this cry?
耶稣为什么突然这么大喊?
Understand, Jesus Christ is God.
你们要明白, 耶稣基督是神。
The penalty of sin is death.
罪的惩罚是死亡。
Death means separation.
死亡 就是分离。
Physical separation is separation of the soul from the body.
生死,
physical death, sorry.
生死就是灵魂和肉体的分离。
That's why many of us who may have gone to the Parliament House to pay our last respects to LKY, his body is still there, but there is no life. Because why? The soul has left.
所以很多人在我们当中可能有些人去到 那个政府大厦看到李光耀的遗体，他的遗体已经没有了灵魂，所以他是完全不会动的。
That is physical death.
那就是生死。
But understand, there's another death called the spiritual death.
可是大家要了解，还有另外一种死亡叫灵死。
Spiritual death is a separation from the individual from God forever.
灵死就是个人和神的分离。
At that time, when Jesus was on the cross, this extra. At the time when Jesus was on the cross, Jesus, God, told God the Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken?
那当耶稣基督在十字架的时候, 耶稣基督神, 看着天父, 跟天父说, 我的父啊, 为什么你抛弃了我?
Every one of us, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. 罪的工价乃是死亡。 It's not just physical death, it is spiritual death.
不只是生死, 更重要也是灵死。
When the Lord Jesus Christ separated from God, He was suffering our spiritual death that we deserve.
当耶稣基督跟神分开的时候，他为我们而受的就是临死。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
唯独见那城，希伯来书第二章第九节说，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，或者唯独见耶稣暂时比天使小，因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人尝了死味。
You see, you and I will all go through physical death. Would you agree?
我们大家都会 经过生死，大家同意吗？
But when you leave this world, there is a second death that you may have to go through if you have never trusted Christ.
可是当你离开这个世界的时候，如果你没有相信耶稣基督，你可能会接受第二次的死亡。
But at that time when Jesus Christ, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani, he was suffering our spiritual death that we deserve in hell forever. Did you know that?
那你知不知道当耶稣被挂在吊在十字上架上的时候，他是为我们而承受了第二次的灵魂的死亡，你们知道吗？
In the Old Testament, the high priest would place his head on the goat's head and you confess the sins of Israel over the goat.
在旧约里，大祭司会把手放到羊的头上，然后为以色列的罪忏悔到羊的身上。
In the same way, when the Lord Jesus Christ cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was the time when God the Father placed the sins of the entire universe, you and my sin, from the time you were born to the time that you will die, every single sin that you and I have ever committed, God the Father put it on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was then he had to turn away his face because he was so holy that he cannot look on sin.
同样的，当耶稣大喊我的神为什么离弃我的时候，那时是天父把这宇宙所有人的罪都加在耶稣基督身上，这时他变成了我们所有人的罪。
Every lie,
所有的谎话，
Every disobedience,
所有的不遵从，
Every murder,
所有的谋杀，
Every vulgar word,
所有的粗话粗俗的话，
Everything we do that will hurt someone else.
所以我们做的可能伤害别人的事情。
Every rape and robbery in this world.
所有的强奸，所有的强盗。
Every wrong thought.
所有不正确的思想。
Every word that come out that you should not have said.
所有你不应该说的话语。
God the Father put it on the Lord Jesus Christ that day.
神父把它加在耶稣基督身上，在那一天。
And because of the holiness of God, He turned His face away.
因为神的
圣洁，
神的圣洁，神转过身。
Jesus became the sin offering for us.
耶稣变成了我们的代罪羔羊。
At a time, my friend, God's eyes, which are more holy than anything this world has ever seen, had to turn away from His Son.
在那个时候，圣洁的眼睛，神圣洁的眼睛，必须从他独生子身上转开。
Just like in Singapore, every crime has to be punished.
就好像在新加坡，所有的犯罪都必须被惩罚。
Before God, every sin has to be punished.
在神的面前，所有的罪都必须得到惩罚。
At that time, my friend, God's anger on sin was poured out on Jesus Christ.
神对罪的愤怒都放到了耶稣基督的身上。
This separation tore his heart, his soul, and his fellowship from his heavenly Father.
这分离撕裂了他的心、灵魂和以他父的关系。
And why we must understand why did Jesus do that?
我们要了解耶稣基督为什么要这么做。
Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible said He did it because He loved us.
圣经说因为他爱我们。
Christians never forget that.
所有的基督徒千万不能忘记。
If we forget that, there's something wrong with your relationship.
如果我们忘记了我们跟神的关系就有问题。
How much he loved you that you, every sin that you would ever commit, he says, I paid for that.
他多么的爱我们，甚至我们所有的罪他都帮我们偿还。
The goal is not so much to set us free to do what we want.
他的目的不是要把我们让我们洗罪之后可以为所欲为。
The goal is to set us free so that we can serve Him. by loving other people.
目的是解放我们之后，可以让我们来侍奉神，让我们去为更多人服务。
In Romans 5 verse 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
This is the universal solution God provided for the sin problem.
这就是神给我们普及的解决方案。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 2, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for us also, but also for the sins of the whole world.
在约翰一书第二章第二节，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，而是为普天下的人的罪。
If you are not a Christian, listen to this. Jesus paid for your sin, whether you believed in him or not.
如果你还不是基督教徒，请听好，耶稣基督已经为你还了你的罪的债，不管你是基督教徒还是不是基督教徒。
Because he loved all men.
因为耶稣基督爱所有的人。
His love is so great, it included even the criminal who says, "Get out of my life, God."
耶稣基督对我们的爱是多么伟大，包括他也爱那些罪犯，甚至那些罪犯叫基督离开他的生命。
There are some people who believe that God only died for a few men.
有些人认为神只为几个人而死。
Not so, the Bible says Jesus Christ died for the entire world and paid for their sin.
不是的，圣经说神为所有人都而死。
Number three.
第三点。
We have a personal, sorry, we have a universal problem.
我们有一个普及的问题。
We have a universal solution.
我们有一个普及的解决方案。
Thirdly, we need a personal choice.
第三个，我们必须做一个个人的决定。
The Bible says, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
圣经说，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the most exciting part.
这才是最精彩的最后一部分。
The Lord died, the Lord Jesus actually died.
耶稣基督死了，他的确确的死了。
He was buried in the tomb.
他被埋了。
The earth was silent.
地球安静了。
The angels were silent.
天使们安静了。
The disciples were discouraged and dejected and down in the dump.
使徒们沮丧和忧伤。
But the greatest event in the history of man was going to happen.
不过历史上最伟大的一幕即将掀开。
Because 3 days later, some ladies came to the grave.
因为3天之后，有几位妇女来到耶稣坟前。
But when they came to the grave, they could not find the body of Jesus Christ.
可是那个时候，他们找不到耶稣的遗体。
And as they were scratching their heads and looking around, the angels appeared to him.
这时候，天使出现了，并且告诉他们。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 5, then the angels answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified."
马太福音第28章第5节说，天使对妇女们说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
Matthew 28 said, "He is not here; he is risen." As he said, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay."
马太福音第28章第6节，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看，安放主的地方。The
Lord Jesus Christ is alive after his crucifixion.
耶稣基督被钉死后又复活了。
Because he said he would.
因为他之前就已经曾经这么说过的。In
John chapter 10 verse 17, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again."
约翰第10章第17节说：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。”There
are men, there are founders of many religions.
好多其他的世界宗教的发起人。There
are many people who have many different beliefs.
很多人有不同的信仰。But
only the Lord Jesus' tomb is empty because he rose from the dead.
可是只有耶稣基督的坟墓是空的，因为他复活了。And
if you come on Sunday at 9:30, I will show you historical and biblical evidences why Jesus is alive.
如果你在这个星期天来到这边，我将给你讲解所有的证据，他为什么已经是复活了。因为耶稣说，他活着，我也会活着。 朋友们，你们都听到了，为什么这个星期天，星期五是好的星期五？你听到了，你我都是罪人，在神前，我们大家都有罪。 因为我们的罪，我们都必须到一个地方火湖。朋友们，有好消息也有坏消息。坏消息是圣经说所有的人都有罪，因为这个罪我们必须偿还。不过耶稣基督来到这个世界上帮我们所有人偿还债，记得他并不需要这样做，可是记得他本身选择这样做，因为他爱我们。
Well, you have also heard the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price, so what must we do?
不过你也听到了耶稣基督为我们偿付了罪，那你必须怎么做？
In John chapter 5 verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me had everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but have passed from death unto life.
约翰书第五章第二十四节，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
You need to understand what you have heard, and then decide to place your faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, turning away from your sin.
你必须了解你所听到的，然后决定把你的心放在主耶稣，离开你的罪。
We are very clear in this church. We are not asking you to join the church.
在我们的教会里面，我们很清楚的知道，我们不是要求你来加入我们的教会。
We're not asking you to give donations.
我们不是要求你来捐款。
We're asking you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can have your sins forgiven and so that you can have a place in heaven.
我们是要求你把你的信心放在耶稣基督身上，让他来拯救你。
When you do that, you will not be condemned.
你这样做，你就将得罪得救。
The Bible says, if you do that, then you will have eternal life.
圣经说，你若这么做，你必得永生。
And I say that this is a choice of every single one of us. It is the most important choice you will make in this life.
我可以这样说，这是我们每一个人一生当中必须做最重要的个人决定。
It's not your marriage.
他这个决定不是你的婚姻的决定。
It's not where you buy your house in
Singapore. 不是你在哪里买屋子的决定。
It's not which bank you will put all your money in.
不是你要再把钱放到哪一间银行去。
The most important decision in this life is whether you will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
我们大家这一生中最重要的个人决定，就是我们是否把心放到主耶稣的身上。
The choice is yours. It is an important choice.
这是我们的个人的决定，它是一个非常重要的决定。
Christians, do you realize the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and rose again?
基督徒们，你们知道吗？耶稣为了你死在十字架上，然后又复活了吗
？The Christians, the early Christians, gave gifts and worshipped the Savior after he rose from the dead.
基督徒们给复活后的救主送礼参拜。
Many gave their lives for the sake of the name of Christ and the gospel.
许多也为了基督而牺牲了自己的生命。
Let me ask you, what have you given to the Lord Jesus Christ?
我来问你们。你们为主耶稣基督做过什么？
Are we more concerned of living for this life alone?
你是比较在乎现在过的这个生活？
Whatever that you will gain in this life, you will have to leave behind.
你在 这一生中得到的所有东西，你都必须放下，你都带不走。
Because only what's done for Jesus will last.
因为唯有你为主所付出的工作才会得到永，才是永恒。
Let me ask you again, what have you given to the Lord Jesus?
我来问你们多一次，你们为主基督耶稣做了什么？
As we close,
在我们结束之前，
I hope that I've clearly presented to you why Good Friday is good.
我希望我已经很清楚地跟大家解释为什么耶稣受难日是一个好日，好的星期五。
It's simply because the Lord on this day,The God of this universe came down to die for us sinful men.
因为在这一天，宇宙的神来到世界地球上，为我们所有的罪人而死。
So that when we put our faith in Him, we also will have an eternal home in heaven.
所以，当我们把信心放在主耶稣的身上，我们也能得到永生。
And have our lives cleansed.
也能得到赎罪。
May this Good Friday be different to you as you remember the goodness of God.
希望在这个耶稣受难日会和以往的不同，让你记住神的美好，让你的心归向他。
And to return to God with all your hearts.
让你的心再次归向他。
Let's just close in word of prayer.
我们来做一个祷告。
Our dearest Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for the opportunity we have in sharing your good news.
我感谢你可以给我们这个机会跟朋友们分享这个福音。
Lord, we thank you that Good Friday is good.
主，我们谢谢你，耶稣受难日是一个好的星期五。
It's good not because it's a Singapore holiday.
它好不是因为它是一个新加坡的公共假日。
It's not good because we have more time to sleep in.
它好不是因为它可以让我们多睡一会儿。
It's good because we remember the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins.
它好是因为我们可以想纪念起耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死，为我们赎罪。
But Heavenly Father, it will only be good when we ourselves personally receive the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives.
不过，我们的天父，这个对我们，这个唯有我们亲自个人的做一个决定吧，接受主，相信主，他才对我们是有用的。
With our eyes closed, heads bowed.
我们眼睛关着，我们头低下来。
No one looking around.
没有人在看。
I'll be asking you two questions.
我会问你两个问题。
The first one.
第一。
Is for those who have never trusted Christ.
对于还没有信主的朋友们。
Can I let you know that the Lord Jesus Christ loved you even before you knew Him?
我想告诉你，我们的耶稣基督在你还不认识他之前就已经非常爱你了。
And even before you knew him, he had already paid the price of sin.
在你还没有认识他之前，他已经为你偿还你所有的罪。
Maybe this is the first time you heard that Good Friday is relevant to you because of what Jesus did for you.
这可能是你第一次听到耶稣受难日对你的重要性，因为耶稣为你而死在十字架上。
And maybe you're saying in your heart, if Jesus died for me and rose again so that I can have life, I would like to receive him as my personal savior.
可能在你的心中，你说，如果耶稣为我而钉死在十字架上，又再复活了，我也想要接受他为我的主，让我也得到永生。
We're not here to force anyone to make a decision.
我们不是在这边强逼任何人做一个决定。
But in your heart, if you feel something in your heart and say, I need to respond to this Jesus.
不过在你的内心深处，如果你有一个感觉，有一个决定说你必须要做出回应的话。
With your eyes closed, heads bowed, can I encourage you just to put up your right hand so I can see and I can pray for you? Is there anyone?
眼睛关起来，头低下。如果你有这样的一个内心，有这样的一个感觉要接受主，请你把你的手举起来，我会为你祷告。
Just put up your right hand. I'll pray for you, and I'll ask someone to share with you to answer your question, so that you will make sure you understand before you make a decision to trust Christ. Is there someone?
你可以举起你的右手，然后呢，我会让一个弟兄来跟你解释，让你更清楚的了解你这个决定的意义。
Is there anyone like that?
有没有任何人？
We're not here to force you, but we want to encourage you to make that decision.
我们不是来强逼你，我们是来鼓励你做一个很重要的一个决定。
Just put up your right hand. I'll pray for you.
请举手，举起你的右手，我会为你而祷告。
All right. The second question.
第二个问题。
For Christians.
给基督徒们。
This is probably. Many, many times you've heard the presentation of the gospel.
这可能是你听过的很多次的这个关于福音。
The gospel will never change.
福音永远不会变。
From this pulpit, it will always be preached.
我们永远会。
From this pulpit.
在这个神台上，我们会永远的宣扬这个福音。
But what effect does it have on you as a young Christian, as a growing Christian, as a mature Christian?
可是他对你会有什么影响呢？身为一个年轻的基督徒，一个非常成熟的基督徒，他对你有什么影响呢？
If there's a Christian who said, Brother Johnny, pray for me. I need to be more committed to Christ because he was so committed to me.
如果有一位基督徒他说，我身为一个基督徒，我要更加的 为主服务，因为主他已经为我做了这么多事情。如果有这样的一个基督徒，
is there someone like that? Just raise up your right hand. I pray for you that God will give you grace and strength to draw closer to Him.
如果有这样的一个基督徒，请你举起你的右手。
Amen. I see that hand. Is there someone else?
还有人吗？
Amen. I see some hands going up. Is there someone else?
我看到了好多手。
Amen. I see that. Put up and put it down.
举起来，然后放下。
For those who are younger Christians, can I challenge you the next step? If you have never been baptized, that is the step of faith that you need to take, the water baptism.
对于比较年轻的基督徒，我也鼓励大家，下一步骤就去一个洗礼。
Is there someone else? Any other Christians who say, Brother Johnny, pray for me that God will make me a stronger Christian because of what Jesus has done for me? Is there someone else?
有没有其他的基督徒？你说啊，牧师，请你为我祈祷，让我成为一个更有信心、更强的一个基督徒。如果有，请举手。
Is there someone else?
如果有，还有人吗？
Well, if not, let's close in word of prayer.
我们关起眼睛，我们来做一个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父，天父，
we thank you for the message from the Bible.
我们谢谢你圣经给我们的一个消息的一个信息。
Lord, we thank you that you have shown us your love on the cross.
主，我感谢你，你在十字架上为我们显出来了你的大爱。
We know that without you dying on the cross for our sin, we will never have our sins forgiven.
我知道没有你的话，我们没有你的在十字架为我们死的话，我们绝对没有办法赎罪。
But we thank you that after you died, you were buried, but on the third day you rose again to prove that you are the Son of God.
我们也感谢你，当你被钉死之后，第三天你从你的你又再复活，证明给我们看你是真神。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for every Christian who has put up their right hand or their hand.
天父，我们感谢你，所有的刚才有举手的基督徒，还有非基督徒。
Heavenly Father, I pray that you give them strength in their Christian lives.
天父，我祷告你给他们在他们的生命中力量，在走向他们继续走向他们的基督之路。
We pray that you will help the younger Christian grow in Christ by taking steps of faith, such as water baptism.
我们祷告，我们向你祷告，你可以让年轻的基督徒们可以进一步的相信你，然后去进行洗礼。
We pray also for those Christians who need you to help them that they might grow in Christ.
我们也祈祷你可以帮助那些基督徒。可以得到你的帮忙，让他们在基督徒的路上更加的成长。
Heavenly Father, we pray for every non-believer here.
天父，我们祷告，关于还没有相信基督的朋友。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you show them how much you love them.
我们祷告，你可以为显现给他们你多么爱他们。
We pray that they will come to a place of complete understanding of the gospel.
我们祷告他们可以了解到福音真正的意义。
And then, Lord, to receive it for themselves because it is so important.
然后更重要的是接受这个福音，接受主。
Because it will determine their eternity.
因为这将关于到他们永生的问题。
Heavenly Father, once again, thank you.
天父，再次感谢你。
Even as we sing the closing hymn.
在我们唱最后一首诗歌。
May you touch our hearts with your love.Your word and your spirit.
希望你感用你的字、你的爱，还有你的精神感动我们的心。
Well, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name.
谢谢你将为我们做的所有事，以耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.